This is MSO Newsports.com. High school football tonight from Lynn's Manning Field as the Lynn Classical Rams under coach Tim Phelps play host to Danvers High School under the direction of Sean Terrio. Danvers 2-1, Lynn Classical 1-2. Classical has not beaten Danvers since 2008. Classical is coming off a win last week, though, their first of the year against Revere. Danvers coming off their first loss of the year last week against Marblehead. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. And, Tim, just a brief thought for you as we've got some wind, and now we do have the rain coming down here on a Friday night at Manning Field.
Yeah, we're inside, Bill, and it is blustery as the door keeps being left open. There we go. Okay, so we don't hear as much wind rushing through our microphone. Dims is, we talked before we get on the air, Dims should be coming in noted for beer, hungry for a win. Tough loss last week against Marblehead. A lot of kooky plays went on in that game. Deflections for touchdowns. And my halftime guest has just arrived.
Yeah.
Mr. Phil Stacy, the sports editor of the Salem News. But you know Dims has had a week of really intense practices. It had to be tremendously focused. You know, in some accounts, they felt that they probably should have won that game. They had the ball last in the game, and Marblehead came up big, made some big plays, and just prevented that final twist in
score
in the,
early
in the
and
score.
Often this fall with a low rate run.
So, Classical coming off a win last week against Revere, a team that is struggling, but a win is a win, and that instills confidence in your team. So, Classical's got to be is coming up on a high. Damage is coming off a real bad low, but you know they're going to be angry, so it's going to be real physical.
All right, we're going to step aside here. We're back with the coaches, Sean Terrio from Danvers, Tim Phelps of Classical, just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Sean Terrio, head football coach at Danvers High School. And score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com. Or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
Take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at HarringtonTrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage. This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Sean Terrio, head football coach at Danvers High School. And
John, you've got Lynn Classical coming up this week, so maybe some thoughts on that, and then we'll talk a little bit about last week. How are you looking at this week's game against Classical?
Yeah, I mean, it's like any other game that you have to play in the NEC. It's going to be a tough physical battle, you know, against a team that always, you know, is a tough physical team. You know, and with the loss last week to Marblehead, in order for ourselves to keep ourselves in contention, it's a must-win game.
Let's just talk a bit about last week's game. Sean, you know, it was both teams came out. I think both teams, you know, had great defenses and stuff, and their defense just seemed to pick it up in the second half. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, they were able to shut down some of the runs that we were successful on in the first half. And, you know, we just made a series of mistakes, special teams mistakes, defensive mistakes that we don't typically make, and that were a little uncharacteristic and certainly hurt us in the end.
You'll just get them later on in the playoffs, right?
Well, that was the script last year. I don't know if that's going to happen again, but hopefully.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You never know. Coach, when you break down the game a little bit last week, you know, two very good teams going against each other. This could have been like a game for the last week of the season and everything on the line, but it turns out to be a great game right at the beginning of the kind of league play. But when you look at it, what are some of the good things that you saw your team do?
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, to play as, you know, for me, as poorly as we did, and to be in that game all the way up until the end, I think really shows the character of the kids that they fought to come back a little bit there at the end. And, that, you know, we were right there with them. We didn't make the plays that we needed to make. And, you know, I you know, give them all the credit in the world. They were more disciplined than us and had more attention to detail than we did. But, you know, I also think it was, you know, a back and forth game that anyone could have won, and we're right there with them.
You know, as you were down by a touchdown right at the end, all of a sudden the deluge of rain, the downpour comes, and are you thinking at all that this could be an advantage for me, or does it just seem like it really wasn't any advantage for you at all? I mean, when you're on offense when that's happening, that's just not great, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was coming down so hard that, you know, if it's a little misty, you know, you can get a dry ball in there and have a chance. But, we were forced to throw the ball at that point, and really, you know, it was coming down so hard that, you know, at that point you could tell we couldn't even grip the ball. We really didn't have a shot.
Yeah, that's what it appeared. It was just a little too much. Hey, did you any injuries coming out of that game last week for you guys?
No, we're pretty healthy for the most part, knock on wood. You know, that so far we're doing pretty well with the injuries. We got our quarterback back this week, which is nice. And, you know, for the most part, we're pretty much ready to go.
So that's Dean Borders will start for you this week, probably.
Yeah, correct.
Yep. Okay. And what does he bring to your team? That what does he add to the team that might have been missing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Justin Mullaney is going to be a very good quarterback. He's a junior this year, and you know, he's new to the school. He's new to the program, and he's done an amazing job. He's, you know, he's very smart, and he throws the ball well. Dean has the ability to really make something out of nothing. He's a little bit better on his feet. He's a little more experienced. You know, he's kind of been through it already. You know, and he adds another dimension to the team.
All right, Sean, it's great talking with you. Good luck Friday night, and we'll see you at Manning Field on Friday. Sean Terrio, head football coach at Danvers High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Andruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. Winners last week at Revere. So let's start there. Let's start with on a happy note then.
Sure, absolutely. It was actually a really good team victory. The kids were really excited. We played well. Well, we came out really strong, and especially offensively. And then, you know, field position was a huge factor in the second half. We couldn't seem to, really get a sustained drive. And defensively, they kept pushing us back and back. And so, but at the end of the game, we had a 90-yard drive. We had a big stop on fourth down at the goal line, and then 90-yard drive. And it was really a hard-fought victory, and it was good for our kids to get it.
No, absolutely. And I'm looking around at that NEC North, and I saw the Marblehead Danvers game last weekend. I saw Beverly, Peabody. And I'll tell you that some of these defenses are pretty tough up there with those four teams that I mentioned.
Yeah. And they're huge, and that doesn't help that these teams have some real size. And we're going against Danvers this week, who's got pretty good size up front, and they've got some skill positions that are, as fast as they come. And I think, that presents some challenges, for us and for any team that's going to face them.
Sure. So let's go there. Let's talk about that game. You look at Danvers, and it's like you're saying, well, you know who they might hand it off to, Matt Andreas, Matt Andreas, rather. And yet it's one of those things where it's really difficult to stop them. Unless, I guess, you're Marblehead in the second half, they had some success.
Yeah. So I think that's like PB last year with Doug Santos. I mean, sometimes the kid's too good that you can, even if you know where the ball's going, it's hard to stop him. And I think he's a tremendous athlete. And, he can pass the ball if he wants to. And so, you have that extra thing in the back of your head with saying, well, is it going to be a halfback pass or something like that? And then he's going to line up a receiver. He's going to line up here. So, I mean, he's a tough guy to follow. You know where he is, which is good. But, that doesn't mean you can stop him or you can do anything about it. So that's hard.
No, that's true. Is there a lot of misdirection? I mean, looking casually, that doesn't look like there's a lot of misdirection, but is there a lot with them?
Right. I mean, I don't want to bite my words. It looks relatively vanilla, which is almost worse because
I love vanilla sometimes, Tim.
Yeah. Well, as a coach, you'd love to just run these five plays, if you're successful at it. And they're successful. They've got a good little program going here. And so when they're only running – five, six things, and defensively they're fundamentally sound. I mean, when a team changes their defense every week, you go, well, maybe the defense isn't that good.
Yeah.
But when they're the same thing or they do the same thing on offense, you go, well, it's working for them. And that's something that's almost scarier than somebody who's trying to throw all the tricks and bells and whistles at you, because they know what they want to do and they do it well. and that's hard to defend sometimes.
No, absolutely. Tim, what about just a couple of notes from your team, a note of a player or two on each side of the football from maybe last week or that have been coming along for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, kind of saying it all year for a couple of years now, Matt Laurie is our quarterback, our senior captain. He had a phenomenal game. He had two rushing touchdowns, and he had a pick six that got called back, but it was kind of a dumb penalty on our hand. So, I mean, he was all over the place. He played very well on defense. Offensively, he's just that consistent guy who can get the ball, and he gets 5 or 6 yards every time, and he's played real well for us. Other than that, I think our defense and offensive line have been playing much improved, especially, you know, compared to previous years. Last year in particular, I think we're better on that, in those areas, which is always important. If you can play offense, defensive line, you probably can be relatively successful. Now we'll see how well we can do that in the in our conference, and we'll see how that goes from this week on.
Any injuries to speak of?
Yeah, we've got Marcus Rivera, who's been out for a couple weeks. He's feeling better. It's kind of like see how he does, and today Wednesday practice, and then Thursday, and see if he goes or not. Melvin Nieves, who got hurt last week, he'll be playing for us. He looks like he tweaked his knee a little bit, but he seems to be relatively 100% as far as you can be in week four. So overall, we've been pretty healthy, knock on wood, that hopefully we can keep it that way.
All right, Tim, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Absolutely, thank you.
Okay. That's Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews flavors of the fall today.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Scores in from this afternoon. Swampscott defeated Saugus today 21-6. They started at 4 o'clock at Saugus this afternoon. Last night, Essex Tech defeated Minuteman 34-0. Danvers on the far side under the direction of Coach Sean Terrio with the white uniforms, white helmets, blue numerals, and Lynn Classical on the near side here with the green uniforms, the green helmets, shirts and pants, all green.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now ask that you please all rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem tonight.
We'll stay right here for the playing of tonight's national anthem in the rain at Manning Field in Lynn.
Well, we played our anthem.
And that Lynn Band's getting better and better sounding every week, aren't they, Bill?
Well, the Lynn Band is not here tonight. That was a 45 recording. They put the needle down the hallway there, plop it down, play the 45 of the anthem. And so we're going to be underway here in just a moment here. We do have rain coming down here. The difference between this week and last week, Tim, is this week I did bring my rain gear with me for after the game. But last week we hadn't had rain in so long, Tim. I know they talked about rain Friday night last week, but I said, you know, it's probably, well, I never thought about it beyond that. You know, because they've talked about rain in the past this summer, but we never got it. So why would I think that we were going to get rain today, last Friday night? David Zebick will kick off for Danvers High School to Lynn Classical. He'll kick from right to left here to get tonight's game underway. Danvers, two wins, one loss, but they lost their league opener to Marblehead 1 week ago. Here's the kick. High in the air, way down on the left side. Far side left slides through to the defender. Picked up back at the 2-yard line on the roll. Run back out over the 10 to the 12. Out to the 15, running outside to the right. Up to the 30, 35, 40. Flag goes down, and the runner goes out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds out near the 47-yard line.
Great run back. It looked like a disastrous start. The ball was hitting and carried in the wind, and he raised his hands over his head to catch the ball. It slipped through. Then he had trouble picking it up, but I think that threw off the coverage team a little bit. He was able to come to the near sideline and pick his way along, but boy, you know, he was all the way up near the midfield, and somebody on the back side blocks in the back and brings it back all the way inside, well inside the 20-yard line. So negates probably 30-plus yards of field position for the Classical Rams when they really needed to get off on a really good shot, and they had it with the kickoff return. But, again, the penalty comes up to haunt you.
Marcus Tucker with the kickoff return for Classical High School. He started way back at his 2, but he gets it out to the 11, where it'll be first down there for Matt Laurie and the team. Out of the shotgun, the Classical quarterback hands off to Chase Bono off the left side of the line out near the 15, a gain of about 4 yards. So this drive starting for Classical High School at their 11-yard line. Bono, the running back there, sophomore, 5'10", 175 pounds. Jason Ruiz at center. Javier Delgado and Noah Morris are the guards. Nick Labella and Alberto Cerrita are the tackles. There'll be a tight formation here. We're probably going to see a lot of running here tonight with this wind and rain at Manning Field and Lynn. Second down and about 6. Hand off to the wing left side. Bouncing off the right side up over the 20 to the 21 or 22. Looks like it could be enough for the first down. Bono again, the runner.
There's one umbrella, Bill, down in front of me, and it's right in my line of sight. To see where that last play went.
Push out of bounds by number 10.
Hopefully, as the ball comes down the field, the view will improve for me.
Yeah, he gets out to the 23 first down run. So, let's call it 8-yard gain for him. So, he's got 4 yards and 8 yards. Halfback set to the right of Matt Loria, the senior quarterback. Takes a direct snap out of the shotgun, keeps it himself, runs off the left side of the line, pushes out over the 27. Not quite to the 28. Could be a 5-yard gain for the quarterback on the keeper.
Number 12, Matt Laurie on the carry.
Official keeping the ball dry, hasn't placed it down yet. It looks like it's going to give him the 28. So give him a 6-yard gain. Second down. They'll call it a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 for Classical. Just shy of the 25. Closer now to the 27, as we thought earlier. Loria, 6 foot, 200 pounds, senior quarterback, hands off to Bono, wing left, coming back right, out over the 30 to the 32. He'll be probably 1 yard short of a first down, maybe to the 31.
This is this has to be a critical opening possession. They need to get drive deep into Davis territory, Bill. Coming off of the win last week, Dim, as you know, is going to be hungry. You want to sort of put them back on the heels and give them something to think about. You don't want to be an easy 3 or you know, 2 first down and then out.
Running back lined up to the right side this time. Takes the handoff, hits off the left side. Might be Montoya. If it is, it's enough for a first down out over the 35.
Excellent run. Excellent blocking up front, Bill. Good drive into that second layer. So three first downs after taking that. On the return. So Classical got the running game established for the moment. They've got Davis guessing a little bit.
I was going to say it's similar to what Danvers will do with Matt Andreas as the running back, taking all those handoffs that he does. This time it's Bono. Here's a different back. Melvin Nieves taking the handoff, sweeps the left side, maybe for 3 yards on a first down run, starting at the 39 of Lynn Classical.
And you give me another running back coming in for Lynn Classical. Number 28, Malcolm Best, is coming in.
Rams
and Melvin Nieves is coming out. So, again, Coach Phelps is rotating his backs in,
number
trying to keep a set of fresh
Zach
legs
Turner.
In there very early in the game.
See if
and
again, Dave
keeps these guys fired up for their possessions.
We have David Barnon, I think, might be one of the tight ends here. Eric Montoya, the other. Out of the shotgun, Matt Loria, halfback set to his left side, hands it off to him. No gain. Big, big hit in the backfield.
Yeah, he got the... Yeah, it's number 28, Malcolm Best. He got spun around by the first man who got penetration and then wrapped up.
Best without a gain there. It looks like they gave him the line of scrimmage getting back, so he was fortunate on that.
Generous.
Yeah, I thought so. Big, big hit back there by Danvers High School. Danvers defense has Jake Ackerley up front, Bruno Abatessa, Kiernan Moriarty, linebackers Quinn Holland, one of the top wrestlers in the state, Zach Dillon, Matt Darris, and Zach Sasso. Here's a second down run, quarterback keeper, and it is Laria hitting the right side, but stopped, no gain.
Yeah, good job by Davis, reacting quickly. Again, they sealed the edge. They had linebackers and defensive backs coming up and stretching that play out to the sideline.
Well, Lynn Classical ate up some yards after starting getting pinned really kind of back at their own 11-yard line. Rain has let up here a little bit here. It's coming down, but very much lighter than it was earlier. Things are wet, obviously, though. A little cool for us, anyways, for the after a very warm summer and fall here.
Yeah, Phil Stacey gave me the razzing because I'm wearing blocked.
Punt is off, and it's tipped now right by the punter, and it only rolls just a little bit over midfield down to the 47. The punter, Matt Loria, who does the kicking for them, was back there to boot it away, and the ball was deflected there, right there.
Yeah, Zach Turner and Quinton Holland were both in the backfield going after that punt, and one of them was fortunate enough to get a hand raised and deflected it. It rolled off just the side of the foot. Davis set up with very good field position at their own 47-yard line.
Their first possession of the evening here tonight, and they start, as Tim mentioned, with in good field position here. Quarterback Dean Borders starting at quarterback tonight for Danvers High School. Hands off on the first play. I'm going to guess it's Matt Andreas off the right side of the line, this time for 2 yards. Yep. You know, I'm going to leave a lot of space on my Andreas line here for rushes here, which I, for some reason, just didn't have it in my head to think about that last week. So a 2 yard gain for Andreas. Speaking of Matt Andreas, he's rushed for 481 yards this year, 74 carries, 4 touchdowns, 161 yards in the first half alone against Marblehead last week in that game. Hand off to the fullback this time. Straight ahead, down over midfield, down to the 46, about 3 yards short of a first down.
Yeah, he was Mr. Everything last week.
Quinn Holland, the ball carrier.
Let's see, Richard Bishop, former Patriots defensive lineman, passed
number
away.
Number 33, Quinn Holland
66.
On the carry.
So Holland with about 4 yards there, setting up a third down and three. Ball at the 46 of Lynn Classical. No score here. First quarter, Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you on MSONewsSports.com. Stack I formation up behind the quarterback, Dean Borders of Danvers High School. Borders on the count. Hand spins to the tailback. It's Andreas off the right side of the line. They're watching him. He pushes ahead. He's close to a first down, gaining 2 yards. But I think he's going to be just a foot or so short, setting up a fourth down and a yard to go for Danvers in Classical territory.
Yeah, well, you'd almost have to have a shadow
Matt Andreas on the carry.
Andreas, because he just gets the ball so often. and he can do so many things for the Falcons.
Yeah, they're definitely keeping an eye on him. So Borders, again, with that same stack eye formation, with Quinn Holland, the fullback, right up behind center, three-man stack eye, and Andreas, the tailback, quarterback keeper, Borders straight ahead for the first down. Got a couple yards.
Borders back on the field starting a game. He hasn't, I think he started many games for Demons. He had an injury earlier in the year. He came into the game last week against Marblehead.
Borders on the carry. He's brought down by David Barnard.
David Barnard with the tackle for Classical High School. Classical defense up front with Noah Morris, Dennis Pierce, Javier Delgado. Barnard, one of the linebackers, just a sophomore, Matt Loria, Nick Baderos, and Chauncey Williams. We'll list some others in just a moment. Here's Borders out of the shotgun this time. First down, halfback set to his right side. He keeps it and runs, breaks one tackle, gets 2 yards down inside the 40 to the 39.
Yeah, he had all quickly, but it gets shut down very well by the Classical Rams. And that's going to be the key for Classical is maintaining contain, not getting out of your position, and making sure you're reading the keys correctly and then reacting appropriately. That was, you know, a little delayed run by Borders. He checked up, looking for the hole over the right tackle. It opened up, but Classical couldn't close it down.
Spot wasn't as good as I thought. It's a 1 yard gain, so it's second down and 9. Borders right up behind center this time. One wide out, far side right. Ball at about the 40-yard line of Classical. Hand off to Holland, the fullback, straight ahead for one more yard. That's it. So Holland finding going tough going up against this Classical D-line. Right now, Tim, I mean, Classical kind of holding their own defensively here. Now they're one of their players. No.
He was stopped by number 54.
There we got a fumble, I think.
And number 57, Dennis Pierce, the ball was fumbled. And recovered by number 17, Cameron Green.
Cameron Green, the sophomore secondary player, picks up that football for Classical High School. I saw them running off the field with the football, but Holland, you know, just kind of went down, gaining one or two, but then somehow it popped away from him.
I think we both gave up on the play when we saw the mad scrum of Classical defenders coming up upon him and taking him down. And we sort of turned away, and all of a sudden, as you said, Classic was running to the sideline with the ball in the hands.
It's a first down. Matt Loria, the quarterback, gives to Chase Bono, I believe, as he pushes for 2 yards out to the 40 from the 38-yard line. That's where they start. Much better than their first possession, starting at their own 11 after the opening kickoff of tonight's game.
Triton is at it again, 8-0 over Amesbury in the first quarter.
Again, live streaming video of our other game tonight. It's the Revere at Gloucester. Swampscott defeated Saugus today, 21-6.
Well, Nate Young just put the kibosh on a Revere drive that was moving very well. They had converted 2 fourth down plays. He intercepts the ball in the end zone.
It's a handoff for Classical. Running play sweeping to the left side is Dylan January. He's a freshman. Sweeps the left side. He gobbles up maybe 3 yards. Maybe not. Yeah, about 3 yards. So this will be a third down and 5 for Classical.
Yeah, Dammer's experience and Dammer's speed, again, just gets to the outside and minimizes that particular game, which in the beginning looked like it was actually going to go for more yardage. But
Matt Loria, the senior quarterback, 6 foot, 200 pounds. Yeah, exactly. Running in from the sideline after getting the play call from the Classical bench on the near side here. Classical working left to right here in the first quarter here. Minute 30 to play, first quarter, scoreless football game. It's a run play for 2 yards, not enough for the first down. They needed 5, a good long 5, 2 at that, and they only pick up 2. So here's a fourth down for Classical. This is about where they were before when they punted away. They're a little further along than they were, so they'll punt here. Nothing silly here. Not 4 down territory when you're at your own 44-yard line. Early in the game, scoreless game.
So Stacy and I being outclassed at the Tossfield Fair, Bob and Christine Duffy's pumpkin just came in at 1,650.5 pounds.
Yeah, they're doing that tonight. Would you rather be there or here, Tim, for the pumpkin weigh-in?
I'd rather be here. That way they're not tempted to put me on the scale.
Loria punts it away. Good strong punt. Line drive kick. No return. Rolls down inside the 35 in Danvers territory. Out of bounds at the 32.
where it'll be first down with just under a minute to play in the first quarter. Danvers and Lynn Classical in a scoreless football game here on MSO Newsports.com. Hey, our new app is out. Remember, we were telling you a couple of weeks ago it was out for Androids, but it is now available for iPhones as well. So if you want to get that, just go to the App Store. It's an easy drive, too, especially this time of night if you want to go to the App Store. Very little traffic.
No traffic at all.
No, really. It's pretty much a straight shot, too.
The next break we get, I'll give you some updated scores that we've gotten from around the area.
Dean Borders and Danvers out at their own 32, first down. Matt Andreas lined up wide left, comes in motion to back to the right side, takes the handoff, comes around right end. He's got 11 or 12 yards for a first down out near the 45-yard line.
All right, earlier this evening, Shawshin defeated Whittier 33-8 to go to 4-0, 1-0 in the conference. Lexington over Reading, 7-0. Stoneham, 6-0 over Burlington. Bill Gaveau, Swampscott 21, Saugus 6. And Triton, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, 8-0 over Amesbury.
And that Swampscott game, that's a final. They did start at 4 o'clock this afternoon, or they were scheduled to start at 4. Now the quarter has come to an end here.
That is the end of the first quarter. The score from
at Manning the end of one, end no of score here from Manning Field and Lynn on this Friday night, North Shore High School football night on MSO, newsports.com, Danvers, Lynn Classical.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Second quarter about to begin here from Manning Field and Lynn, a scoreless football game between Lynn Classical and Danvers High School. Dean Borders for Danvers with the team out. One wide out, far side left. Eye for two-man eye in the backfield behind him. They have run that three-man stack. The give is to the tailback. Andreas wrapped up right away. Lost 2 yards on the play.
Classical's done a real good job, Bill, tonight of again, getting to the ball quickly and then gang tackling. And that's what you really have to do with the Danvers running back, because they're big, they're strong, they run tall, they keep the legs churning, and the first guy's got to slow him down, get into his legs, start to wrap him up, and then he's got to wait for the rest of the team to come and pile on, because that's what it's going to take, and they've done it very, very well so far. They've got to maintain this intensity.
It is a one-yard loss, second down and one. Andreas always keeping an eye on him. He goes split end out left side, wide out near side right. And the halfback offset to the right of quarterback Dean Borders out of the shotgun. Now Andreas in motion to the near side right. Snaps high. Quarterback Borders keeps it, and he runs. Breaks through. Has 10 yards. 15, 20, down to the 30. Running left down to the 25. And taken down there.
Falcons quarterback Dean Borders on the
30-yard run for Dean Borders.
Yeah, he found a seam off the left-hand side and just exploited it. Glasgow couldn't get a hand on him near the line of scrimmage. And again, once he broke free, it took the safety to come down and haul him to the ground. And it was a touchdown savings tackle.
I think they're going to mark it at the 34, so we'll give him 31 yards on that. On that carry. Just underway, second quarter, no score. There's the biggest play right there of the game so far, other than the fumble recovery by Classical High School. Borders with the team down. First down at the 24-yard line. Here's Andreas taking up from the left-end spot, coming around right end. Down to the 15, out of bounds, inside the 15 at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Classical can't afford to do is again, hang the heads or fall back on the heels a little bit because, again, Davis is looking to exploit, looking to get Andreas some room, and that time they allowed him to get the corner.
Six-yard gain for him, enough for a first down there. Ball to the 13-yard line of Lynn Classical. Can the Rams come up with a big stop here? No score here. Andreas going split end out left side. Dean Borders, the quarterback, with the shotgun, and the halfback to his right side. One wide out near side right, so it's a balanced look. Now Andreas in motion to the near side right. Fake handoff to him. Borders keeps it. He's wide open. Runs left. Down to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for a 13-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, classical bit on the big fake to Andreas from Borders. And that was very similar to the play before where Borders went for 31, Bill. Andreas came left to right. Big fake. Classical bit on it, and they all shifted to the left. And when that happened, Andreas pulled Borders pulled it back and just took off over the left side, and there was nobody. Everybody was heading in the wrong direction, and he just ran to the far corner.
Still have the rain coming down here. It looked like it might have been a little heavier at the beginning of the game. Danvers going for the two-point conversion in the rain. They run it off the left side and don't get it. A rush to the left. Stopped by the classical defense. Well, the classical defense, to their credit, has stopped Matt Andreas to some extent. He did get a, let me just see here, he did have a 13-yard gain. But other than that, he got a 2-yard gain. He lost a yard. So they've kept him in check. But it was Dean Borders on kind of broken plays, a breakdown, a couple of breakdowns that have resulted in big runs, one of 31 yards, and then the 13-yard touchdown run for Borders. And that's 6-0. The two-point conversion fails.
Well, no score still in Marblehead. In Marblehead, Peabody. Peabody had a punt block. Marblehead taking over at the 20-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you, I was very impressed with Danvers defense with the Peabody defensively last week in Beverly.
Yes.
They having seen their two earlier games against Triton or Malden, but they looked like they wanted to contend this year from what I saw last Saturday.
Well, anytime you have again. You know, a coach like Betancourt, he's not going to let you hang your heads. He's going to get the most out of you. He's going to tell the importance of being a Tanner and playing in these big games like they played last week. You know, Beverly's toughness showed through at the end of the game. And they had to take the game away from Peabody. It wasn't given to them, that's for sure.
Zebek to kick off. I believe it's Zebek to kick off for Danvers High School. Puts the football. And it's number 8, though. Hold on here. Rolls down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Receiver bounces out to the 35, out left 40, and carrying the football, it is Chase Bono out near midfield, but he'll be stopped short, but let's see where they mark it. Nice return by Bono of Lynn Classical, putting the Rams in decent field position with a 9:21 to play in the first half.
Well, he gave 3 Danvers Falcons straight arms that just pushed him away from himself, and he was able to get the corner right down in front of us around the 35-yard line and bringing it up to the 44, almost the 45-yard line.
We'll call it the 44. You can't tell. It almost looked like the referee wanted to walk off some yardage against the Rams, but they're just trying to keep the ball dry until they put it down tonight with the rain. Bono with one handoff, coming back to Nieves, coming back near side left, breaks it up to midfield, down to the 45. If he has the 45, and I think he does, he's got a first down. May have a little bit more than the 45. He ran down the sidelines.
Number 4, Alex Pedro takes the double reverse around the
left. This official's giving him a horrible spot.
He was pushed out of bounds by number 8, Zach Tillen.
A horrible spot. He's placing it down short of the first down.
8 of 9 on the play.
It's a 9-yard gain.
It will be 2nd and 1
for Nieves.
Danvers 47.
Thought he might have had. Thought he was inbounds then. So Nieves with 9 yards there on the reverse, and this is Bono off the middle for the first down.
Classical's doing a really good job on the short count, firing off the ball, Bill, catching the Danvers defensive line. Maybe not set, maybe a little off balance, because they're getting great blocks, they're getting great penetration on that particular drive. I mean, they had the defensive line just push back on their backsides. As Bono went for the first down. Gloucester has scored with 9 minutes left in the first half against Revere. We'll wait for word on the extra point kick.
Matt Loria spins hands off, and it's a short run play inside. Flag down as well, down to the 41 or so. It would only be a 1 or 2 yard gain at the most, but there is a flag down, so we'll see what the flag is.
Marblehead just went ahead on a Drew Galley 1 yard run, 7-0.
Offside against Lynn Classical. Danvers may elect to give them the 1 yard in the down, but I think they'll take marked. Looks like they're going to mark the yardage off. At least they're conferring. 8 minutes, 42 seconds to play first half. We're at Manning Field and Lynn. Yeah, they're going to leave the ball where it is because it's... Oh, no, they're not.
Marblehead Fast and Furious right now on a pass to Harry Craig. 5 yards, 13 to nothing. The extra point was blocked.
They're marking off like 15 yards here. I don't know what the call was. Of course they're going to take 15 yards. Yep, the ball will be placed down at the 42 of Lynn Classical. And it'll set up a first down and 15.
After the penalties assessed, it will be first and 25 for the Rams ball.
Did I say first
42.
And 15? Yeah, first and 25. Excuse me. I got my number wrong in the tens place, Tim. Just one little digit, little error. First and 25. There you go. And it's a fake handoff. Loria comes near side left, breaks one tackle, and then avoids a second and gets it out to the 45. So he gets 13 yards on the run, or 14. It looks
Rams
like...
quarterback Matt Loria on the carry.
Where are they going to give him 12 maybe on that?
He put a stop real nice shift on the PBD linebacker and sent him... nearly broke his ankles as he cut back inside and picked it up another 5 or 6 yards before he finally brought down. Again, the faster it seems the Classical executes the play, the faster the team is getting off the ball, they're getting into their blocks, and the running backs are able to get into those seams and get some yardage.
Effective run by quarterback Matt Loria on the keeper. Now it's second down and about 13. Hands off this time, I think it's Bono coming near side left, out to the, or down to the Danvers 43-yard line.
Number two, Jake
Hamilton Wenham and... Manchester Essex 7-7.
They are saying placing it down at the 43, so that's only about a 2 yard gain. So it's now third down and 10. Rams have gotten 15 of those 25 yards back on two downs. Now they've got a third down here and 10 from the 43 of Danvers High School. Moving right to left. Fake hand. Oh, it is a handoff to Bono. Back on the near side. Nieves coming around the left, or rather to January coming near side left. He's to the four. Did I say January? Yeah, Dylan. No, I'm sorry. Alex Pedro, the running back. Ball at the 42 yard line. That's just a 1 yard gain. So now it's fourth down and 9. For Classical. 6 minutes, 51 seconds to play first half. So you're saying Gloucester scored?
They scored, yeah. Yes. And they just intercepted. And they had the ball on the Revere 32.
Lynn Classical.
So they're threatening again.
Lynn Classical sending Ishmael Johnson wide out, split end out to the right side, and a quick punt here. Without a return, rolls down out of bounds, outside the 10. But inside the 15, they'll mark it at the 13-yard line. So Classical pushes Danvers back deep in their own territory with 6:45 to play first half.
Well, they don't have any points on the board, but Classical is playing a very, very smart game to this point in the first half, Bill. They've limited Danvers' offensive opportunities. They have tackled well. It was really just two plays by Dean Borders that have... That are the difference in the game right now. Both faked big fake handoffs to Andreas, and it was almost like a bootleg left that Classical got sucked in on, and that's just a play they're going to have to make some adjustment to once they see it, just to make sure that backside is covered.
Dean Borders hands off to Matt Andreas running out of the I formation from the tailback spot. It gets tackled right away at the 15-yard line. Might have picked up 2 yards, but you'll take a 2 yard gain by Matt Andreas any day of the week, that's for sure. So it's second down here, maybe a 3 yard gain for Andreas. Second down and 7 for the Danvers Falcons. Just over 6 minutes to play. Bruno Abatessa at center, Kyle Purcell, Cole Johnson are the guards, Jack Ackerley and Brad Anderson the tackles for Danvers. One wide out near side right. Second down and 7. From about the 17-yard line. Rolling out his Borders, throwing out on the right side, incomplete. coming out of the backfield was
Porter's pass,
Quinn Holland.
Good pressure by the Glasgow defensive line. Then a couple of men break through and put pressure on Borders, forced him to roll out and throw the ball on the run, and that aided the incompletion.
I think that's the first pass he's thrown. Is that sound right?
That sounds right, yep.
Yeah, he's had several nice keepers as Dean Borders, but that appeared to be the first pass he throws. So now they've got a third down and long. So situation again, they really haven't found themselves in too much here against Lynn Classical High School. One wide out each way. Borders out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his right side. Wing wide out left coming back to the right side. Borders keeps it. Spins ahead out to the 25. It's enough for the, just enough for the first down as he is bent down and spun around. Grabbed low.
Quarterback.
He was kind of like a flag, like a golf pin, kind of like it was, if you were twirling it around, he was spinning around and then went down. But he had enough for the first down on the run.
Everett over Bill Ricker, 14-0. Update, Triton 14-6 over Amesbury. Let's see, Marblehead's 13-0 over Peabody. Stoneham at the half, 20-0 over Burlington.
5.5 minutes to play here, first half. 6-0, Danvers is leading Lynn Classical. On a 13-yard touchdown run, keeper for quarterback Dean Borders of Danvers High School. Borders right up behind center. Quinn Holland, the fullback, in motion out of the backfield now. All alone, quarterback keeps it, and flags are falling. Procedure call against Danvers on the first down carry. Dean Borders quarterbacking for Danvers High School. Did not start earlier games this year, but the injury, senior, wears the number 16 for the Falcons, Coach Sean Terrio. A little shout out today, Coach Sean Terrio, along with Athletic Director Andy St. Pierre and the crew at Danvers High School. And a shout out to Coach Tim Phelps and his Athletic Director Bill Devin over there at Classical High School tonight. I formation in the backfield. First down 15 for Danvers. The give is to Andreas, coming sweeping left side. He eats up at least 3 yards, maybe four, on the first and 15 run. Well, now the band is here, Tim. Somebody's band is here.
I don't know. Yeah, we didn't see
them. They weren't
down
here for
the
anthem, yeah. Might have got stuck in traffic. That happens.
Yes, it does.
So that's a 5-yard gain for Andreas right there. A 5-yard gain for number 10, Matt Andreas. I formation in the backfield with Holland the fullback, Andreas the tailback, and the wideout near side right here. Borders rolling right here. Comes the pressure. There goes the ball in the air. Picked and intercepted by Classical High School. At the 35, run back to the 20, to the 15, and down to the 15-yard line.
Danvers is going to have nightmares. This was a tip ball off the intended receiver, and the Danvers secondary playing deep, player ran right into the ball.
It was
pass intended for number 89, Karen Moriarty, was intercepted by number 6.
Ishmael Johnson on the interception. Kieran Moriarty, the intended receiver. Tim, you, you were talking to Andrew Morency this week about tips in the Peabody game. So we've seen a lot of tips here in our last
two
games.
We saw two last week. One for Marblehead that went for a touchdown, and one for Davis that went for a completion in the first down. Now Davis sees another one go for an interception.
And this is a first down for Lynn Classical at the 15 of Danvers High School. So it's a big, big break on the tip and the interception. Ishmael Johnson coming with 4 minutes and a second to play in the first half. First down, Lynn Classical at the 15 of Danvers. Well, one of their, let's see, I'm looking at their, Chase Bono has run the ball well and has, quarterback Matt Loria. Loria with the team almost set up here late in the first half here in Lynn. 6-0 Danvers. Loria with the shotgun look here, trying to punch it into the end zone to our left. Hands off to Bono from the halfback right. Slams it down to the 10 for about a 5-yard gain. Let's see if he got the 10. Could possibly only have the 11. If so, it'd be a 4-yard gain for Bono.
Carry number two, Jake Bono.
4-yard gain, ball to the 11. Second down and 6 for Classical at the 11-yard line. Low snap. Loria covers it up. Smart, smart play. Pressure was all over him. Danvers blitzing into the backfield.
Marblehead has scored Mike Yaron to... Oh, this is the prep, Hayden Rocket.
Three minutes, 16 seconds now to play in the first half. So Danvers, Classical is now pushed outside the 15, back to the 17 on that loss. So they lose 7 on that play. Bad snap. Sets him, puts him in a hole a little bit. Bono takes a handoff, halfback left side, slides by one tackler, gets back to the 15. So now it will be that was second down, right? It'll be third down here. Third down and 10? That's fourth down and 10. My mistake. Fourth down and 10 here. Could be fourth down and 11 where they mark it down, though.
Yeah, surprise Classman hasn't tried to go to the wide side of the field and get someone around the corner. But, you know, Damas's linebackers and secondary are so quick to the sidelines to string things out.
Right now, ball right smack dab in the middle of the field. There's no so-called wide side of the field here. Wideouts going each way here, one each way for Classical High School. Melvin Nieves, wideout near side left. Loria, the quarterback, takes the snap, throws, ball batted down at the line of scrimmage on fourth down, and Danvers stops and takes over on downs with 2:07 to play in the first half.
Yeah, a little frustration from, I'm sure, on the part of Lynn Classical, where they set up pretty well at the inside the Danvers 15 after 28-yard interception return, but they're eating up the clock, Bill. They've got Damas pinned once again deep in their own territory. If they can continue to play the defense, they should be able to get the ball back with a little bit of time left here in the first quarter to maybe get an opportunity to get some points in the board.
And even 2 minutes to play here in the first half.
Christian Sanfilippo scored for Gloucester. It is 14-0 now.
Danvers, three-man stack eye. They give us to the tailback, Andrea, straight ahead, powering out over the 25. For a gain of 9 yards. I think that's where the spot will be. Matt Andreas,
on the carry.
The ball carrier.
Coach Tony Zarelli is featuring Christian Sanfilippo as his big running back tonight. He's got 105 of the team's 141 yards of offense in the first half against Revere. Triton has taken a 21-6 lead over Amesbury.
Dean Border is at quarterback, right up behind center. Again, out of the three-man stack eye. Andreas, the ball carrier, slashes off the left side of the line. Got about 1 yard, and that's all that he needed for a first down. Somebody has called timeout here. I believe it's, I would think, yes, Danvers has called the time. With 1:20 to play here in the first half, and Danvers is leading 6-0.
Again, Classical, make them. Run time. You've got it close. You're only down 6, a score and an extra point. You take the lead here, and they've played an excellent half of football. They have moved the ball on Davis. They just haven't been able to finish off the drives. You know, Coach Andrew Morenci-Beverly was talking about that in the Panther preview this week, that, you know, Beverly had numerous opportunities in that first half against Peabody last week, getting down inside the 30-yard line, but couldn't finish it off. This is what Classical is experiencing tonight. Now, Beverly in the second half was able to, again, score on a long drive and then got an interception and turned that into points. So you've got to make some breaks. They've had a break, but they couldn't take advantage of it. Maintain the intensity. Maintain the quick pace of play on offense, and you're in the game right to the very end.
1:20 to play, first half, 6-0. Danvers is leading. They have the football at their own 26-yard line. Quarterback Dean Borders calls the signals, man in motion to the near side from the right side. Andreas takes the handoff, comes near side right, 35, 36, bumped out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
And that was an authoritative bump.
That's kind of a it's a good bump.
That was a hello.
And Andreas around the right end.
Came around the right end. Kind of a, it was a stand-up bump by Classical.
By number six, Ishmael Johnson.
Yeah, Ishmael Johnson. Right, I'm in my depth chart here.
So the prep lead's 13-0 over Marlton Catholic tonight.
Down to a minute 14 to play first half. Danvers still in their own territory. Got a second down and one from the 36-yard line. Need to get out to the 37. One more yard to go for the first down. Wide out for Danvers is Matt Reedy to the near side right. Two-man eye in the backfield behind quarterback Borders. Now Reedy comes in motion from the right to the middle, stays out wide. Here's Borders rolling left to pass, throws it way up in the air, and it's caught on the fly down at the 35-30, tackled at the 18-yard line.
What an outstanding pass by Borders, rolling to his left, throwing on the run. And that's very tough to do because you're heading to the sideline and you can't really get a lot on it. But, boy, he threw it near 30 yards in the air. And who's the receiver?
Zach Turner.
Zach Turner caught it in stride. He had two strides on the defensive back. And again, a great second effort by the Classical defender to bring him down and not allow him to score the touchdown. But big, big pass play. And that's what Davis is used tonight. Two big run plays by Borders and this big pass play by Borders. And they're set up inside the 20.
Ball spotted at the Rams 18.
At the 18-yard line.
It's about a 40, I think it's a 40-yard pass play there to, I thought that ball was going to be way overthrown.
I thought so too when I first looked at it, but I'll tell you, Turner did a great job of turning the jets on and getting underneath it.
Because he was throwing that into the wind. I think the wind knocked it down. Maybe if that wind went. Of course, he's compensating for that. Here's Borders rolling out on first down from the 18. Throws it away, incomplete. In the grasp of a defender, threw it away. Classical defender, Javier Delgado, chasing him down. Had him in the grasp, but Borders threw it away. Incomplete pass. From the 18, it'll be second down.
Yeah, Classical was looking for an intentional grounding play, but the sideline judge is pointing to number 19, Carter Dunkerley, who was in the area of the pass, even though it did go out of bounds.
6-0, Danvers leading. Classical would love to stop them here, make it a one-score game going into the half. With the ball at the 18, this will be second and 10 for Danvers in Classical territory. Andreas going far side out left as a wide out. One wide out near side right, and out of the shotgun is Dean Borders. Here's Andreas in motion from the left to the middle, takes the handoff. From left, he comes around right end. He's down to the 10, dances cutting inside, down to the 4, to the 3 before he finally hits the turf. David Barnard finally tackling him, finally getting to him. Andreas ran a long way for that, coming lining up way out on the left side, coming back to the middle to take the handoff behind center, and then coming around right end, turning up downfield, and getting it down inside the 10 to the 3.
Yeah, great blocking on that play. They'd really sealed off and took the Classical defenders out of the play, allowing him to turn the corner. Reading now 21-13 over Lexington. Late in the first half.
Seconds to play. Ball at the 3. Danvers lining up with the 3-man stack eye behind quarterback Dean Borders. Andreas the tailback. Quinn Holland the fullback. And time is called by Lynn Classical here. We'll take a quick break here. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Just seconds to go here in the first half. Danvers leading Lynn Classical 6-0. Classical has battled tough here, coming in at 1-2. Danvers 2-1. Ball placed down at the 3-yard line in Classical territory. It'll be a first and goal here for Danvers. Again, leading by the 6-0 score. That one score, a 13-yard run. Quarterback keeper, Dean Borders. So Borders right up behind center here with a three-man stack high behind him. Formation used by the former Salem High coach, Ken Perrone. Borders keeps it, throws to the right into the end zone. Looks like there's a catch. Is it inbound?
Yes.
Yes. And a touchdown for Danvers.
Dean Borders pass is complete in the end zone to number 6, Jack.
Well, Danvers flooded the right side of the end zone with 3 receivers. Touchdown, and it was merely picking out the most open receiver. So with 43 seconds left, Davis comes down the field. Oh, starting with 2 minutes left, they come down the field, and with 43 seconds left, they punch in a touchdown.
Jack Anderson with the 3-yard pass. And
we will be talking to, I'm sure, Phil Stacy. He'll be doing his totals in the other press box, but then he will be joining us.
Timeout called. We'll take it. We'll be right back with more of the Point After Kick in a moment.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Or is it Depik?
Yeah, but it's not number one, though. It's kicking. There's Borders working out of the shotgun here. So Danvers going for the two-point conversion. They have a halfback. Might be Andreas to his right side, or is Andreas near side wide as a right wide out? Two wide outs near side right. Two-point conversion attempt for Danvers. Borders throwing to the right. A diving grab on the goal line. I think they're saying the ball went down outside the end zone.
I would agree. The ball hit the ground outside of the goal line itself, and then he rolled in.
It's like the throw was low, and the receiver kind of plucked it off the grass. Looked like it was a catch. Yeah, he caught it, but he caught it outside the end zone. So
exactly.
The 2 points failed. Yep.
Most of his body was in the end zone, but when he caught it, again, his arms were extended, and they hit the ground, and that ended the play. So Classical dodges the bullet on the two-point conversion. It's a two-touchdown game, but those extra points can come back to haunt you when you don't get them.
Yeah, that they caught a break there. It's 12-0. We'll step aside. Back with the kickoff in a moment.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Well, we have Zach Dillon kicking off here, number 8 for Danvers High School. There, a couple of backs are deployed deep. Let's see if they send it that far, though. Line drive kick lands at the 31, fielded by an up back, Classical. That's David Barnard. Outside right, 35, hit down shy of the 40. So he gets about out to the 38-yard line, about a 6-yard return for him.
Taken down by junior Colby Holland. Good tackle, got him around the knees and just wouldn't let go. And he got no further. And the running back number 5 for Classical, as you mentioned, David Bennett, got no further. So 38 seconds left. Class will take over.
Lynn Classical can throw the football. They really haven't tried to tonight with the weather the way it's been. Still a rain coming down here. Not a heavy, heavy rain at this point. It was coming down a lot heavier right just around kickoff time. Rams come out over the ball at center. One wide out to the near side left. That is Melvin Nieves. One far side right. Out of the shotgun, Loria takes a snap high, runs straight ahead, just gets back to the line of scrimmage. Wrapped up there by several Danvers Falcons. Got The big tackler there for the Falcons was
Rams quarterback Matt Lurie on the carry.
57. I don't have that number, I don't think. Maybe it's not 57.
Well, in the big contest at Nightville, I mean literally big, at the Trousfield Fair, Gary Vincent, last year's winners, pumping committed 1,834.5 pounds.
Wideouts, one each way. Second down, 9 for Classical High School. Loria takes the snap, fakes the handoff, passes over the middle. It's intercepted there by Zach Dillon. Run down over the 35-30, out of bounds at the 25-yard line with 6 seconds to play.
Yeah, ill-advised pass. Dillon was right in front of the receiver, who was open only momentarily. I'm not sure why Laurie didn't see Dillon in his line of sight, but the ball was right to him. And again, he immediately took off to the far sideline. Nearly broke it.
Well, Danvers will have a crack at it here with the ball placed down at the Classical 25-yard line on the interception. Well, at that point, you do have to put it up in the air, and you have to try to make something happen. So you can't fault the Classical quarterback at all on that. And it looked like there was some traffic there for something. Something looked a little odd about that. But did it miss the initial receiver? I'm thinking
Dillon cut in front of the intended receiver.
Okay, all right.
No, for
so the ball was probably forced. It was forced a little bit. There's no doubt about that.
For Classical right now, it's not tipping the ball. It's batting the ball down to the ground. Don't let anything get up in the air where somebody can reach and grab it.
Exactly. From the shotgun, Borders with 6 seconds to play. First half, ball at the 25 of Classical. Squirts out to the left side. Fires to the left side. Low, incomplete. With 2 seconds to go.
Pass intended for number 10, Matt Andreas.
Andreas was the intended receiver down at the 15-yard line on the sidelines, hoping to maybe make a catch and step out of bounds.
2 seconds left. You're either going to take a knee or you're going to just simply heave it into the end zone with put a bunch of plays together and hope you get a tip. You know you're doing well and getting recognition. Salem High School football getting a shout-out from Kim Driscoll, the mayor of Salem, wishing them continued good luck as they seek their third straight win this weekend. Gloucester now up 21-0 at halftime.
And they will attempt the kick here. And again, it's number 8, Zach Dillon. What if they... The ball is teed up for him. The kick is up. It's not going to be short. Fielded at the in the end zone by Classical High School. Run back out on the field goal attempt. And here's Loria running out right over to the 30, 35, 40, running to the 41. There's no time showing on the clock here.
No, but
will do it.
But he put a scare. He put a scare into the Danvers team, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that was an excellent half of football by the Lynn Classical Rams. They took a lot of shots from the Falcons, and they stood tall.
But as the half does end, it is Danvers 12, Lynn Classical nothing, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our 3 locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Two touchdowns in the first half, both Danvers touchdowns, both in the second quarter. Dean Border scoring from 13 yards out on a quarterback keeper, running it in. The two-point rush failed, 6-0 Danvers, 9:29 to play in the first half. And then with about a minute to play, Dean Borders threw to Jack Anderson from 3 yards out and brought it to 12-0, and the two-point pass conversion attempt failed, and we're at 12-0, Danvers leading Lynn Classical here at the half.
Well, taking a quick look at the half, you know, for all intents and purposes, Classical played Danvers to a standstill. It was just a couple of big plays that Danvers was able to convert. Borders involved basically in all of them. He had two big runs, one that set up the play for the touchdown, and they basically was the exact same play. A fake handoff to Andreas coming left to right, and then Borders just taken off to the open area to the left behind the play, and then Borders on the pass play, they overloaded the right side, and he picked out the open receiver. Other than that, you know, they have fought and clawed for every yard they could get off of Lynn Classical. Classical just hasn't been able to finish. They've had opportunities getting down to the 30-yard line several times, and even inside, but they just haven't been able to finish. But they've taken an awful lot of time off the clock, as we were mentioning during the first half, and they need to continue to do that. But what they need to do, I guess I mentioned what Andrew Morenci said against Peabody last week, is they had to finish, and that'll be the difference in the ball game. Can Danvers, okay, you know, recover and get another couple of scores, but can Lynn Classical finish a couple of drives and get really back in this ball, because they're there.
Yeah,
it's just they just can't get on the board.
Yeah, they got to get on the board. Got to put a point on the board. We'll step aside. We're back with more here at the half. It is Danvers 12, Lynn Classical nothing at the half here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work,
No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites, are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews, flavors of the fall, today.
Coming up tomorrow afternoon on MSO News Sports, right here on Channel A, it will be Lynn English at Beverly, 2:30 kickoff. It's SATs or PSS? PSATs. SATs tomorrow. And so the late starts, 2:30. And then you've got St. Mary's at Arlington Catholic tomorrow, Newburyport at Pentucket, Lynn Tech at Mystic Valley, Georgetown at Pembroke tomorrow, New Hampton at Pingree. College football, it is Endicott at MIT tomorrow, noon kickoff. Both teams 1-0 in league play, as they both opened up with wins last week in league play. So Endicott on the road tomorrow.
I used to love Josh Powell when he was coming to the team to get partial scores.
Yeah.
MIT 6.
Yep, that's a partial score. Right. That is a very partial score, right. Yeah, the hippy dippy weather man.
Yeah,
Al Sleet.
It's gonna be cool. The other people don't understand how good comedy was back then.
Essex Tech beat Minuteman last night, 34-0, and so those are. Tim just wrapped up a bunch of scores. You just did that, right? You just did a bunch of scores, right?
Yeah, we just did a couple of updates.
Okay. Well, let's do the updates.
Let's see. Okay. Starting with, again, we're going to jump to soccer because the big games that are around the area, Marblehead and Beverly. Marblehead boys lost to Beverly 3-0. Coach Kevin Fahey, from Beverly, got those guys rocking. Marblehead girls, however, avenged the boys' loss with a 2-0 win over Beverly. But back to the football school, that's Gloucester, 21-0. At the half. Here it's 12-0. Swansea, we mentioned earlier today, 21-6 over Saugus. Marblehead 19-0 over Peabody. Last score I saw was Winthrop 6, Salem 0 at the half. St. John's Prep 20-0 over Malden Catholic. Hamilton went 14-7 over Manchester Essex. There was still a few minutes left in the half there.
What was that score again?
Which one?
Hamilton won.
14-7.
Hamilton won them leading?
Manchester Essex. Crichton 21-14 now over Amesbury. So Amesbury has crept back in that game. Everett leading Bill Rucka 14-7. Notice Bill. Oh, I did the turn.
Oh, you're doing a nice job turning the page
today.
Yes,
I'm not confused by it. Okay. Early today, Shawnee 38, Whittier 8. Lexington has crawled back and taken the lead over Reading, which had led at one point 21-13. Lexington now leads 28-21. At the half, Stoneham 20, growing to nothing. Cardinal Spelman 22-6 over Austin Prep in the third quarter. And that is it for the moment.
Just saw a volleyball score here, too. Beverly beat Triton 3-1 in volleyball tonight. 3-1, Beverly Volleyball 1.
Well, Triton Easy are now at the half. Masco leading North Reading. Wow.
That's a big one right there.
Wow. 21-0.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so they figured Masco might be in for a rough evening tonight as North Reading came in 3-0 in the season, and they were really pounding people as well.
That's very interesting, yeah. I was looking at that game earlier today, and I thought, well, you know, in the past that would be you know, years ago, not too many years ago, Masco automatic win. But North Reading's grown in size, and the football team's done very well the last few years. But that's interesting. So that's a nice halftime score for Coach Gavin Monagle of Manchester of Masconomet.
Yeah, Masconomet, you know, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, track, hockey, you know, they draw from the advantage of drawing from a large regional area, but they really take pride in their sports as well as their academics. They translate it onto both sides.
All right, we're going to step aside one last time, then we're back with the second half. To hear at the half is Danvers 12, Lynn Classical nothing on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender. MSO NewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here tonight for the second half of the Danvers-Lynn Classical football game. It will be Classical kicking off to Danvers to start the second half. Rams are trailing here 12-0. Touchdown run by Dean Borders, quarterback keeper, and then a touchdown pass from Dean Borders to Jack Anderson for tonight's scoring for the Falcons. Classical has done this onside kick a number of times here this year, and with some success. So the Rams getting ready to kick off, and they bang it down, a ground ball down inside the 35, fielded at the 34-yard line. Matt Loria covered up there, no return there by Zach Dillon of Danvers High School. So Dillon covers it up. Keep playing it safe here. It'll be a first down for Danvers at their 34-yard line, leading by the 12-0 score.
So the Red Sox are up 1-0 on the Blue Jays, thanks to a David Ortiz home run. Have we heard that before?
I guess we're not going to be hearing it for much longer, though, huh?
No. But boy, can you ever think of a guy who went out on better terms than Ortiz will go out in this season?
No, I can't.
You think back to some of the great stars that stayed a year or two too long?
No, I mean, over the years, I mean, a lot of the greats definitely did not go out as peaking like this guy did. Andreas with a handoff. He's got 10 yards, 15, running left, down to the 40, running back right, now back left, zigzagging downfield to the 30, to the 25, and out of bounds, starting at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, the middle of the offensive line for Damon just blew a big hole in the middle of the Classical defense. Andreas got to that second level real quick and then just jumped to his left and headed to the far side of the field. And he had the defensive back who was catching up to him doing a little dance left and right, trying to get in the commit. But the defensive back did a great job sort of holding his position and let Andreas make the next move and then brought him down. Otherwise, it was another 6 points for Clasco on the first play of the second half.
41-yard run by Matt Andreas to start the second half for the Falcons, leading 12-0. They have a first down at the 25 of Lynn Classical. This is the three-man stack high featuring Andreas at the tailback. Hits it off the right side of the line. He has 9, maybe almost 10 yards on the carry. Well, they were really able to keep him in some check in the first half was Classical. But right now, two big runs by the
Once
Falcons
again,
here.
10, Andreas on the carry.
To the 15. So it's spotted just shy of the 15, so it's a 9-yard gain for him.
I think the Falcons got to talk into it by Coach Terrio at halftime to pick up the intensity that they shouldn't be leading by 12, that they should be leading by more, and to go out there to assert themselves. And in these first couple of plays, you can see a real hop in the step of the Danvers offensive line.
Quarterback keeper Borders straight ahead for the first down inside the 15, close to the 13-yard line. So he needed 1 yard. He ends up getting 3 yards. Borders on the carry.
Play good for a Falcons first down. He was brought down on the play by number 24, Chauncey Williams. It will be first and 10 for the Falcons. Ball at the Lynn Classical 14.
Chauncey Williams, a sophomore linebacker, credited with the tackle for Lynn Classical High School. 9:43 to play in the third quarter. Just underway in the third quarter. Danvers getting the ball to open up the second half. Moving from their 34 all the way down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line in Classical territory. Borders takes the handoff, spins, gives to Andreas straight ahead down to the 6-yard line. Might have the 5. And he has 7 or 8 yards depending on the spot. Looks like 7.
Yeah, it seemed like a little delay in that play, Bill, if you noticed, on the handoff. Andreas took the handoff and then just sort of waited and then let the hole up in front and then got a running start into it, and that helped him burst through.
Dean Borders at quarterback, again with a three-man stack eye right up behind him. Everyone tight other than that. No wideouts in this formation. From the 6-yard line, a spin. Andreas takes the handoff yet again. Charges inside the 5 to the 3, maybe the 2. Looks like he's got the 2. If he has the 2, he has a first down. It'll set up a first and goal, and he does.
Well, the bomb burner that's happening between Lexington and Reading continues. We're not even to the halftime yet. It's 28-27. Lexington over Reading.
8.5 to play, third quarter. Danvers to the 2 of Lynn Classical, looking for their third touchdown of the night. Rams in the green, backed up to the end zone to our right here at Manning Field. Borders on the call, right up behind center, gives to Andreas the tailback, three-man stack, eyes in for a 2-yard touchdown run. They call it a 3-yard touchdown run. He was outside the 2. Run in the third quarter with 8:14 to play in the third quarter. It's his 5th touchdown of the season for Matt Andreas. And Danvers lining up for the 2-point conversion. 0-for-2 in that department so far here tonight on the 2-point conversion attempts. Stack eye, fake give, Borders rolling left, looking to the end zone. Now going to tuck it in and run. It gets hit at the 1, but goes in for the 2-point conversion on the rush. Dean Borders scoring. Two-point conversion for Dean Borders. Makes it 20-0. And Danvers will be kicking off to Lynn Classical. Just a reminder, we do have our new MSO app. It is available on Android devices and now on the iPhone as well. Or Apple products, mobile apps. You can check out the website by going to our app. Go to our website, msonewsports.com. We'll have updates on the games tonight around the North Shore, over the weekend, live football tomorrow,
Lynn English playing at Beverly. 2:30 kickoff. It's right here with Marty Smith and Tim Kearns here on MSO News Sports Channel A.
Back again.
Injury.
At least your wife knows where I am every Friday and Saturday.
it's something to be said for that, I suppose. Something to be said for that. Ishmael Johnson looked like he took a bump and was a little slow getting up, a little delay there. And he's walking off the field okay. It is Zach Dillon kicking off for Danvers High School. Rams send Pedro out deep, or down deep, along with Chase Bono for the Rams. Alex Pedro, senior. He's on the near side. I think it's Bono over on the far side for the kick. The kick will come from left to right, and the kick is a high kick. And here is Pedro fielding it at the 21, up the left sidelines, cuts to the middle, slides down at the 32. Hit down there on the Danvers tackle. Delivered there by Jack Anderson, a senior fullback, D lineman as well.
Yeah, he had a head of steam. He caught that at a pretty good clip coming up the field. Almost started the bobble, almost dropped, but got it back under control. He was hoping to get a good running start and just zap through the Danvers line, but as he got right around the 30-yard line, his feet started to slip as he tended to make a cut.
Yeah, he had to. That ball did not go as deep as he was positioned, and so he had to come up and feel that on the fly. Did so, did a nice job at it, and he just kept going straight ahead. When he tried to make his cut, that's when he did slip. Here is quarterback Loria rolling out on first down from the 32. He's wrapped up in the backfield and dropped back down at the 23. A 9-yard loss, quarterback sack.
We know Davis can ratchet up the defense. You know, we saw it against Marblehead last week. So things might get a little tougher for Lynn Klaska from here on out. But again, they've got to keep the composure. They've got to continue to operate and execute the offense the way they've done it throughout the first half and chew up clock, chew up time.
Klaska down. They have the quarterback, Loria, out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his left side, wing to the right side. And the give is to running back coming back near side left out. Only back to the line of scrimmage. That's Bono, the ball carrier. He just got nothing on that. There was no space for him to squirt around that left corner. 7:10 to play third quarter. 20-0. Danvers is leading.
Continuing our coverage of the Crossfield Great Pumpkin Way Off, the winner, Steve Carter, 2,075.5.
Where's he from? Where does it say?
It didn't say. I think they're afraid to let it known because people might start rating his pumpkin.
Oh, price. Yeah.
A one-ton pumpkin.
But, you know, when I was carving pumpkins years ago, it takes long enough to do like a regular-sized pumpkin, I think, Tim, don't you? Here's Laurie to throw. The pass is batted down right at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete on the... and now it's fourth down, and... 19 to go for the Rams.
Yeah, he was looking for number 5, Dave Bernard, coming across the middle. He had another receiver coming out of the backfield between them. I don't know if that sort of confused his line of sight.
Once again, the winning 50-50 number, 8823.
Carving all those pumpkin that size, it just take forever. I mean, you go in, you have to be lifted down there, and a shovel, there's a punt, is blocked. Loose on the ground, fielded inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Danvers on the block punt recovery. Inside the 10 at about the 9-yard line, first and goal for the Falcons.
Yeah, they overwhelmed the left side of the Lynn Classical special teams there, and two men got in. And it was this very slow developing play. And now they're in excellent field position to continue to, again, expand this lead.
6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter here. Rain very light here right now. Of course, we're on the inside, not on the outside. But, it was coming down a little bit harder. Timeout called. We'll take it here on MSONewsSports.com. We're in the third quarter, 20-0. Danvers is leading Lynn Classical.
Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
First down, Danvers at the Lynn Classical 9-yard line after blocking the punt, recovering the ball at the 9. Two-man eye in the backfield behind quarterback Dean Borders. 20-0, Danvers is leading here in the third quarter. Borders spins, hands off to Andreas, comes near side right from the tailback spot, gets to the 5, and there's a flag.
Well, it was right along the play, and I see a holding indication by the side judge against Danvers, so that'll back them up. Linfield over Ipswich, 14-0.
Coach Kevin Fassett picking up some, not having a bad year really at Ipswich, Arthur.
No, they're playing well.
They played North Reading tough. Didn't win that game, but it was at North Reading, and you know, a little mismatch in size there.
Yeah. But again, it's the size of the fight. St. John's Prep is now up 27-0 over Marlton Catholic.
Penalty against Danvers, Tim. Ball pushed back to the 19-yard line. So it's first and goal from the 19. Here's Andreas taking the handoff, coming near side right to the 15, down to the 10, pushing down to the 5. And just like that, he's right back, staying inbounds at the 5 or 4-yard line.
Again, Matt,
6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Yeah. An 11-yard gain for him. Ball placed down at the 4. Tomorrow, Lynn English at Beverly, 2:30 kickoff here on MSO News Sports with Rick Moore, with Marty Smith and Tim Kearns. Andreas, a split end out to the far side left. Quinn Holland in the backfield, along with the quarterback Dean Borders out of the shotgun. Holland to his right side. Here's Andreas in motion, back to the middle from the left. Fake handoff to him. Borders keeps it straight ahead. Hit down into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown.
And the quarterback, number 16, Dean,
I don't know
Borders,
if class, I don't think Classical has changed their defensive scheme, but Davis has just been much more effective at blocking it. Especially here in the second half, allowing the running backs to get to the outside. And Danvers and Classical has not been as effective in filling the gaps and in gang tackling and getting a first man to slow the running backs down.
Looks like they'll go for the point after kick here. Zach Dillon getting ready for the snap. And it is Justin Mullaney to hold. Mullaney played a week ago. And the kick is low. It's no good. Wide left. And will remain 26-0.
Nate Young has the second interception of the day, runs the ball back to the Revere 25-yard line. So Gloucester in pretty good shape here in early in the third quarter, already up 21-0.
Marblehead up now 27-0. Their third scoring drive in less than a minute. Oh, man. That's over Peabody. Game started tight for a while. So there was no looking past Peabody, was there, for Coach Rudloff and
no. The
Magicians getting ready for Beverly next week. Of course, Beverly still has to get by Lynn English tomorrow. 5:16 to play in tonight's third quarter. Zach Dillon to kick off for Danvers, to Lynn Classical, from left to right. Folks still have the umbrellas out there.
Yeah, it's a light rain. It's not pouring.
No, not. Could be worse.
Could not be raining.
Could not be raining. Yeah, it could be. I mean, for rain, I thought we were talking, if it had to rain, it could be worse than this. Kickoff fielded at the 19-yard line by Bono. Run back right, and he's ripped down. Did not get any return on that whatsoever. He had to try to wind up and go to his right side, and he was taken down by Zach Sasso, senior linebacker on the special teams there. So he'll start at the 21.
Taken up to the 21, where he was stopped by number 17, Zach Sasso, the number 32.
5 minutes, 8 seconds to play in the third quarter. 26-0, Danvers. Danvers right back here next week against Lynn English. Hope they bought multiple round-trip tickets down here. Save some money, you know. Here's Matt Loria handing off on first down, running back getting nothing. Well, this Danvers defense is really stiffening up here in the second half. No question about it. They're very tough. And making the stop for Danvers was Dylan Fitch.
Yeah, like I said, you can just see a different energy level in the Danvers Falcons, both on offense and on defense. A lot of those kids are also two-way players. But again, there was a message delivered at halftime. There's no doubt about that because their whole demeanor is different.
Second down and about 9, and Bono taking the handoff, and he is wrapped up after gaining 1 yard. Well, Bono's kind of turning into the classical Matt Andreas, if you will. Stopped right there by Danvers High School's Dean Borders. They've got to put it in the hands of Bono. Flaskell knows it. Danvers knows it. But still, Bono has been relatively effective here tonight against Danvers. But again, second half, Danvers defense has been very tough. Third down 7. Flaskell at their 25. Out of the shotgun, handoff on the wing, coming back near side. Bono to the 26, 1 yard gain. Fourth down and 5.
So send your pumpkin pie request to Steve Conley of Sharon, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
He's got 2,000 pounds of pumpkin to get rid of.
Gain of 1. It will be 4th and 5.
2,000 pounds.
We did an interview with a guy from Topsfield who's won it before, but he had a pumpkin mishap this year, and it's all on the website. Here's the punt. Good punt. Rolling. Went by the returner down inside the 30 to the 26-yard line, where it'll be first down there for Danvers without a return.
Yeah, it was spinning on its nose over and over again, and Andreas, as the ball got him, took a bounce, and it was about head high. He just turned away from it and let it go, and it probably went another at least 10 yards behind him. So certainly Flaskell will take the 10-yard run versus
Amesbury is up 3.
Amesbury is up 3?
Amesbury 3. Oh, no. I take it back. No. Nope. They're out. 3 and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I gave it to you.
Oh, and Canada won the whatever it is, World Cup of Hockey? Defeating the Europeans, I believe it was.
New quarterback in there for Danvers with a first down from the 26-yard line. A run play for little yardage. Danvers up here 26-0 over Classical in the third quarter. Just under 3 minutes to play. Running it down here. So it's 34-0 prep. Does that sound right to you?
They were up 27, so 34 is an update.
Yeah, there you go. That's your update, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.
It's kind of an incomplete update because, you know, I'm not telling you everything you need to know. Kind of a partial update. You fill in the pieces. You fill in the empty spaces here. Danvers pitches, and they run it off to the 38-yard line. That Andreas, the ball, flag falls as well. Andreas was the ball carrier. The quarterback, Taj Coakley, I believe. Number 7, but now Borders is back into the game.
It looks like he didn't hit a home run, but he had an RBI single, I guess it is.
Well, it might be another at-bat, Tim, don't you think?
Well, 2 minutes ago, thanks for giving an early lead in this one. From the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But the previous...
I thought you said he had a home run earlier.
That's what I thought.
I can check that out.
I mean, you know, it's Big Poppy does it again. So, you know, you never know what these... what the message is. And, you know, I'm Mr. Technology.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
After the personal foul is assessed to the Falcons, it will be first.
Personal foul against Danvers.
Their own 23.
Yeah, I think he did hit a home run. It looks like I'm just looking at this.
That's what I thought.
Oh, maybe
but
not.
But then they're showing the Red Sox are showing that it was an inside signal because the runner on second base came flying around.
Whatever.
They're winning.
Yeah.
For the moment.
Folks are concerned about the Danvers-Lynn Classical game here, folks. So Danvers rolling out, and this is Taj Coakley throwing out on the right. It's incomplete. Could not be held on to by Quinn Holland. Down out right side. They tried that once earlier. I don't think the ball was there where
Justin
Holland could
Mullaney
catch it. This time it was a little closer to him. Mullaney, apparently the quarterback here now, would make sense.
Linfield now leading Ipswich 20 to nothing.
Here it is Danvers leading Lynn Classical 26 to nothing. Second down and 10. And this is Mullaney pitching it out on the left for Andreas, sweeping the left side. Gets over the 30, 35, still running. 40, 44 yard line. First down run. Matt Andreas, big gain there.
But you know, Andreas gets beyond the line of scrimmage. He is so good at reading his blocks and just sliding along, and he doesn't appear to be running fast. He's just picking his spots and as I said, reading the blocks and moving behind them, moving left, moving right, and just gaining little bits of yardage as he goes. And before you know it, it's a 15, 16 yard gain.
Mullaney, the quarterback, wide out near side right. Fullback offset to the right side, pitches to the tailback. Option pass is caught there at midfield and run out of bounds. Nearly picked off. Classical was aware of this, the halfback option pass, and almost stepping up into the passing lane was Nick Medeiros to intercept it, but he couldn't quite get there in time. Ishmael Johnson in on the tackle.
Yeah, he stepped in front of the receiver. And I thought he was going to have the pick the way that it was thrown by Andreas, but he was just that split second late. The reception was made, able to turn it upfield for a few more yards.
Danvers gets it down to the 43-yard line of Lynn Classical. Ball at the 43. Holland, the fullback. Andreas, the tailback. And the quarterback keeper goes straight ahead down to the 39. A gain of 4 or 5 yards. If he has the 38,
carry number two, Justin Mullaney.
Mullaney may have a 5-yard gain or a 4-yard gain. Let's see where they spot it. Call it a 5-yard gain.
Do you think anybody cares about East Bridgewater and Middleton, Middleborough? If you do, it's 21-14, East Bridgewater.
Time running down. I think that might be the end of the quarter. And we'll take the break. Through three, it is Danvers 26, Lynn Classical nothing here on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street.
Sullivan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sullivan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sullivan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sullivan Street Grill.
We're back. 16, Nick Madero. Justin Mullaney, the junior quarterback on the keeper, runs it down to the 32 as we've started the fourth quarter. First down for Danvers there in Classical territory. 26-0, Danvers is leading Lynn Classical.
No, but it has not been an easy 26 points.
No, they've for the Falcons. Well, the Falcons came out, had a very strong third quarter. There's no question about that. It was a pretty even first half. 12-0 at the half. Both teams showing an ability to move the ball, and both teams showing some ability to stop it. There's a fumble, and Classical recovers it.
Yeah, muff handoff by the quarterback, Mullaney, to the running back. And the running back ran right away from it. Classical defensive end able to come in and just plop right on it.
Nick Medeiros picking it up, falling on the football for Classical High School, pouncing on it out at the 37-yard line. So they avoid super danger there. Nick Medeiros, middle linebacker, sophomore for Classical High School. Early going here, fourth quarter. Rams take over on offense. And I think Classical has to take a timeout. I think they weren't set up here.
27-6 Marblehead over Peabody.
North Shore Sports Night is Monday night at 7 o'clock, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. Live video streaming up from Gloucester tonight on our other post. You can go to it from a number of different ways to get to that. And then tomorrow afternoon, live radio here on Channel A. It is Lynn English at Beverly, 2:30 kickoff from Hurd Stadium in Beverly.
Rivera's gotten on the board against Gloucester with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, 21-6. Gloucester over Revere.
Matt Laurier to throw on first down. Alex Pedro almost had it on his fingertips at the Danvers 42-yard line. Turned and just couldn't come away with the football. I think he pivoted too fast. If he had stayed and hung in there, he would have made the catch. Well-thrown football by Matt Laurier, the Classical quarterback.
Yeah, it just appeared he had a Peabody defensive back coming flying at him, and I think he wanted to try to get the ball and pivot and turn downfield to sort of protect to prevent the ball from being knocked out of his hands. And in doing so, and turning around too quickly, he didn't have a chance to secure the ball. But what a big play that would have been for the Rams.
Now they option it out on the right side. It's a run play out over the 43 to about the 44-yard line.
Nice play by Zach Sasso for Peabody, the senior linebacker. He came up and knocked the running back off his pins, who had a pretty good head of steam.
Malcolm Best, the ball carrier there for 7 yards. Second down, or make that third down and three. Yeah, Alex Pedro, I think, also thinking, if I can pivot and I'm off and I've got myself 6 points too. Yep. That was the other thing. He could have maybe angled off the defender near him. Here's Loria on third down, scrambling left. Now back right in the backfield, up to the 45, running at the midfield. He's got the first down. Staying tough, hanging inbounds at the 41. He is all the way into Danvers territory.
Nice job. Busted play. He started the head left. There was absolutely nothing there. Stopped on a dime and turned around and headed back to the right side and got the angle to the sideline on the defensive line. They couldn't catch him. Good pursuit by Davis in the end, but not before Classical picked up a big first down.
Matt Loria, solid quarterback, 6 feet, 200-pound senior. Gets his play call from the Classical sideline on the near side. Coach Tim Phelps, Classical High School. Coach Sean Terrio for Danvers. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns here on MSO News Sports. 8:51 to play, fourth quarter here at Manning Field in Lynn. Direct snap back to Loria from the shotgun. Takes it, fakes the handoff, keeps it, goes 4 yards down to the 36.
Boy, Loria is such a critical part of this Classical offense. He does so many things. He can run it tough. He has a good arm, and as a senior, he's been through the wars, and his decision making is generally very solid. He had the one bad decision for a pick earlier in the game, but the best do that. So, but he certainly has kept his team, focused on moving down the field.
Direct snap comes back to him. It's low. He hands off to running back Best. Coming hit off, bounces off a tackle. Gets to the 35, down to the 25, to the 24. A first down run for Malcolm Best. About 11 yards.
And this is what Coach Phelps wants to see. He wants to see determination in his ways. And this, for a lot of guys, this is where you prove your value to the team. When the team is down 26 points, you're halfway through the third quarter. Are you going to give up?
Or are you going to come and...
Are you going to make a move? I'm sorry, the fourth quarter. Wow, game is flying. Are you just going to roll over? These guys are not rolling over on this drive.
Here's Alex Pedro, wing left, taking the ball, going straight down the middle inside the 20 to the 16. He'll be 2 yards
Rams
short of a first down.
Alex Pedro.
Pedro with an 8 yard run,
stop
second down
eight,
two.
Zach Dillon.
Zach Dillon credited with the tackle.
Zach Sassel.
7:21 to play in tonight's football game.
Gain of eight. It will be second and two ball at the Jambus. 17.
Looks to me like, yeah, Ruben Ruiz is out over the ball at center, 78. Jason Ruiz, handoff inside. Might be just enough for the first down for a couple of yards. Let's see. Yeah, they're moving the chains along. 2 yard gain for the Rams.
Once again, it's
Evan
Billerick
tied at 14 near the end of the third quarter.
Stop by number 27.
Malcolm Best was the ball carrier again. So Best being featured a little bit here. Best has some quickness.
Yes, he does.
He certainly does have that. He's lined up wing left this time. And Loria in the shotgun. Best to his left. And now Loria keeps it and runs straight ahead. Cuts back left inside the 10 to the 9. About a 5 yard gain from Matt Loria.
Yeah, he's going to get inside the 10. They're going to give him, looks like, probably the 7 yard line.
Not sure if you had that one.
Winthrop now up 14 to nothing over Salem.
1:02 to go in the third quarter there.
Ball at the Danvers 9.
Winthrop could be heading to its first, potentially first win of the season. Christian Sanfilippo's had a decent night for Gloucester, 217 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns.
14-0 now, Winthrop at the end of three full. So as they've gone three. Best again, the handoff to the 6. He'll be short of the first down, getting maybe 3 or 4 that time.
Glasgow's going to some angle blocking here, and again, it's the quick hitter to the up man in the backfield, and they're just getting into those gaps and able to exploit it for 2, 3, 4, 5 yards at a whack here. Guys, I saw Christian Sanfilippo at school this morning, and I asked him how he feels. A little nicked. I said, rub some dirt on it. Well, that's what they all told us. We're grown up. Of course, you can't rub.
No one ever told me.
You can't rub turf on it. No one told you to rub dirt on it?
Maybe they did, come to think of it, yeah. Here's Loria, direct snap from the shotgun to the 4, very close to the first down. Just lost my score that I just had here. How do I do that?
Matt Loria with the first down.
First down run for Matt Loria. Just got it. Oh, Danvers Field Hockey defeated Peabody 3-0 today.
Those were always right. That's still two great field hockey.
All at the Danvers 3.
Congratulations to the Danvers High field hockey team. Football team leading 26-0. They're putting more points on the board, the football team here tonight. And then the field hockey team run nothing from the 5. Stood up. Might have lost 1 yard. Best
yeah.
The ball carrier.
A lot of bodies stop there for Danvers on that one.
Number 8, Zach Dillon. Loss of 2 on the play. It will be second and goal ball at the Danvers 5.
They got good penetration on both sides of the ball. End up the middle to snuff that out.
Friday night high school football here, and then we also have Saturday afternoon football tomorrow afternoon, Lynn English at Beverly. This is Best hitting the right side of the line. Back to the 4 he goes.
We have another positive score. Middle baller is tied, 21. I love positive scores.
Who's Middleborough playing?
Castle.
All right. You know, we have a looking at some data this week from our website, and there's a different things you can go to. We don't have a lot, but we have a viewer in Australia. So That guy should contact us, or a woman, whoever it is. Kid. Probably a kid. Running play for nothing. In fact, minus 3 or 4 yards on the play. Back out to the 9-yard line. And it might have been Laurie on the keeper. 3:18 to play in tonight's game.
Ooh, this ought to be quite the scandal in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's Attorney General releases the names of lawmakers who bought drugs from former Representative Kyle Tasker.
I heard about that today, yeah.
Wow. That could get...
Under 3 minutes to play here. Loria fakes the handoff. He'll put it in the air to the left in the end zone. Up for grabs. Batted down, incomplete. The intended receiver down there was Ishmael Johnson of Classical High School. He had two defenders all around him, and one of them did exactly what you were instructing one of the teams to do earlier tonight, and that was just bat it down.
Yeah, that was junior Mark Cordoba, who was the man in front, who came over late into the coverage and knocked the ball down. I thought Laurie should have thrown that ball just a little bit earlier because he had Ishmael open, Mr. Johnson open, a little bit earlier. But again, waiting as he did allowed the second part of the second, the defensive backs to swing over and to assist on that.
Well, that's a pretty thoughtful observation for a guy who just told folks to rub dirt on it a moment ago. You're stepping it up, Tim. I would have liked to have seen. It was almost like a jump ball toss, but maybe even a little more of a jump ball toss, because Ishmael Johnson might have been able to go up and get that. First down, Danvers, from their 9-yard line. It's a fumble. It's loose in the backfield, but the Falcons, I believe, have covered it up back at the 8, a 1-yard loss.
Yeah, that would have been a great recovery for the Falcons there if they were able to pounce on that ball, give them an extremely short field. But, you know, as a result of somebody, people telling me that, I was a really dirty kid when I was growing up, going out in the summertime and playing.
So you listened to folks?
I got hurt, I just rubbed dirt on it. Yeah. But that's when dirt was clean, and you could do that. Now it's all contaminated.
Is that right? Is that different from what
we
had
before?
Yes, it is.
No, 20-6.
Yep. Oh, Linfield won? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, I thought the game was going the other way. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you earlier. I did not hear you.
I'll get some dirt for you later.
Yeah, I have dirt in my ears. Because you put dirt in my ears before the game.
Now, the idea is to rub it on where you know, that sore elbow.
Falcons have the football after the fumble, and they recover their own fumble, and they run it out to the 19 or 18, 1 yard short of a first down here. A minute 44 to play.
Stoner moves to 4-0 on the season with a 28-19 win over Burlington. Marblehead now leading 33-7 after a 5-yard run by Lopez. 33-7.
Run and a first down for Danvers out to the 20.
Number 2, Justin Mullaney on the carry.
So Mullaney on the keeper.
Play good for a Falcons first down.
Under a minute to play. Clock runs 26-0. Recapping the scoring quickly for you. Dean Borders, second quarter. 13-yard quarterback keeper. Rush failed. 6-0. Second quarter. Pass to Jack Anderson from Dean Borders. And it was 12-0. Two-point pass conversion failed. Third quarter. 3-yard run by Matt Andreas. The Dean Borders conversion failed, 20-0. Knee goes down, clock runs. Third quarter, Borders on the keeper, on the rush, and it was 26-0 as the kick failed on the conversion, and that's our final score, 26-0. Tim will be back with a recap just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites, are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews, flavors of the fall, today.
So let's wrap up what we have here. And some of these are final. Some are not. Gloucester with about 5 minutes left. Leeds Revere 34-6. Swampscott is a final over Saugus 21-6. Marblehead leads Peabody 33-7. Winthrop is leading Salem 14-0. St. John's Prep over Malden Catholic 34-0. Hamilton Wenham leading Manchester Essex 28-7. In a final, Linfield beat Ipswich 20-6. Masconomet 21-0 over North Reading at the half. We don't have any other reports from that game at this point. Triton 28-14 over Amesbury. There's only a few minutes left in that game. Billericay scored 21 unanswered points and currently leads Everett 21-14. Lexington Reading, a game that grew closer as the evening went on, 28-7 Lexington. And again, no late reports from that game either. Final, Stoneham 28, Burlington 19. Spelman over the Prep in the third period, probably in the fourth period now, but no updates available there, 22-6. And again, we'll be back on the radio tomorrow. As a reminder, at about 2 o'clock, Marty Smith and myself will be bringing you the Lynn Eagles versus the Beverly Panthers game. So for Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Bill Papowski, and all of the broadcasting crew at MSO News Sports, thank you for listening. I'm Tim Kearns, and we'll be back tomorrow.